This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The oil boom out in North Dakota has created tens of thousands of new jobs with good wages pretty much in the middle of nowhere, which means the people who take those jobs have a price to pay, leaving their families behind in return for a chance to save some money and maybe pay off some debts. Independent radio producer Todd Melby is in Williston, North Dakota, for a year-long project he's doing that's called Black Gold Boom. His family, as it happens, is back in Minnesota without him. We're airing a series of Todd's vignettes this week of people and scenes from the North Dakota boom. Today, we've got another guy who's living away from his family.
Y'all ready?
Brian Martindale.
What?
It's almost like high school sports, honestly, like the crew you work with. It's like you're with them 24-7. Even right now, we're all off. We get together, do something, play basketball at the Veterans Center. We did that basically all winter. We'd go down there and throw the football around. So, I mean, like I say, it almost feels like you're 10 years younger than you are being out here. But honestly, like I say, I can't wait till it's over and go home.
It's been the first 10 yards. I know football.
The hardest thing for me is being away from home. The house itself isn't that big a deal. I can deal with living in the camper and everything, but missing my wife and kids is the biggest thing. Like I say, the money out here is good, which is why I'm here, you know. I mean, kind of on a two-year plan to pay off my house and go back home. I always wanted to be a dad, I guess. I mean, I had good parents growing up. Family means a lot to me, so I always wanted to be a dad. So now that I've got kids, I just love it that much more. One of my biggest reservations about coming out here was the time away from the kids, and I never wanted them to feel like I wasn't there. And you hear stories all the time about kids that feel like they were abandoned by their dad or because he was busy at work and all that, and I didn't want that to happen. So, I mean, whenever the kids know, you know, whatever's going on, even if it's the middle of the day, if they want to call, they can call and talk to me. So, you know, if it's just that they're happy because they rode their bike today or something, you know, I mean, I want them to call and I want them to know that they can, you know, and I don't want, you know, as close as we are, as me and my kids were before I left, I don't want that to change for when I go back, you know.
How often do you talk to them?
Every day, at least once a day. I mean, at least say goodnight to them every night. You know, if I don't talk to them, if I've got time between runs during the day, you know, and I call my wife and chat with the kids for a couple minutes, you know, just ask them what's going on. I mean, even if I'm out on the road, I'll get a call 8 o'clock, 8:30, you know, just to say goodnight and I love you and all that. So every day, never miss it.